Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin hey. We are holding on daf ayin dalet amud beis. We were right in the middle of a discussion whether a guy is commanded in Kiddush Hashem. We know that a Jew is certainly commanded in Kiddush Hashem, and we were discussing that Yaharig va'al yavor becomes an imperative even on shar mitzvos, even on things that are not avod zar gilerai shvichus damim, if it's a situation of Chilul Hashem. So we want to know whether a guy is obligated in Kiddush Hashem in the Sheva Mitzvos as well. So we're right in the middle of that discussion. So first we're going to finish that discussion, then the Gemara is going to quote a story that demonstrates the stringency of Abizrayhu of the Yaharig Val Yavars, not only the actual act itself of Avod Zar Gilerai Shvichus Damim, but even an Abizrayhu of such an act would also be included in Yaharig Val Yavar. Then we will begin Bezras Hashem, Perek Ve'elu Hein HaNisrafin, which after spending two prakim discussing the Yisr Skila, we're going to move on to discuss for what a person is Chayiv Sreifa. So most prominently, our Mishnah is going to discuss the Yisr of Isha Ubita, that to sleep with a woman and her daughter, one is Chayiv Sreifa. So the Mishnah is going to talk about who exactly is included in that Isser. What about granddaughters and grandmothers and mothers-in-law and mothers-in-law's mothers and all of those relationships, whether that's included in Isha Ubita, and whether that's included in the actual psukim, or is it meaning which of those relationships are included in the actual psukim, and which of those relationships are derived from drashos. The Gemara is going to discuss the source for the chiyuv sreifa on each of the relationships that we're going to mention in the Mishnah, and the rest of the daf is going to discuss, the majority of the daf actually, is going to discuss the explanation of two cryptic lines in a braisa about this iser of Isha Ubita. One line is going to say, Minayin lasos zucharim kinekevos. How do we know that males are like females in this regard? So what in the world does that mean? Which males are involved in the iser of Isha Ubita? And the other cryptic line in the braisa is going to be, Minayin lasos limata kilamala. How do we know to make that which is below like that which is on top? What in the world is that talking about, below and on top, and in what way are they equated? But we left off yesterday on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We were in the middle of discussing the issue of whether a guy is mitzuva in Kiddush Hashem. So I believe we're up to Mai Havi'Allah. The Gemara says, okay, so at the end of the day, once we brought a raya, we rejected the raya. So Mai Havi'Allah, what was our conclusion about this issue of a guy when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Kiddush Hashem? So says Gemara, Amar Avada Bar Ava, Amri Beirav Ksiv, the pasuk tells us in Malachim Beis, when it talks about Naaman, the Sar Tzva of Aram, who became a Ger Toshav, and he wanted to know, L'davra Zay Yislach Hashem Li'avdecha, he wanted Elisha to daven for him, that Yislach Hashem Li'avdecha, Bevo Adoni Beis Rimon Lishtachvos Shama, V'hu Nishan Al Yadi Vishtachvesi. This definitely counts as a Dav Yomi coincidence, right? When you ask Elisha to daven for you for Slicha, so I guess that's going into Yom Kippur here is okay. So he wants Elisha to daven for him that he should have slicha for what he had done, and we'll get into that in a second. Exactly what it was, uksiv, and Elisha's response is vayomelo lech l'shalom, that Elisha did not have any problems with what he did v'imisa. But if it's true that a ben Noach is mitzuvah al kiddush Hashem, and what Naaman violated was apparently a situation of Kiddush Hashem, then lo lemele, then Elisha should not have encouraged him and told him, lech l'shalom, that everything was okay. So you see that a ben Noach is not mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem. So says Gemara, nah, habitzina, habifarhasya. Even if a guy is mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem, that's only if it's bifarhasya. But bitzina, he's certainly not mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem. The story of Naaman was a hishtachava'a that was done bitzina, because certainly there were not 10 Jews around the base of Avodah Zarah where Naaman committed this act. And the din of Farhesya is dafka with 10 Jews, because the pasuk says v'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That's what Rashi points out. The Ran writes, by b'nei Noach it's considered Farhesya if there are Sarah b'nei Noach who are kofrim b'avodah zarah. But certainly in the place where Naaman committed this act, there weren't 10 who were kofrim b'avodah zarah. So that's why Elisha told him, Lech l'shalom. What exactly was the story? Remind ourselves of the story that happens in the beginning of Malachim Beis. So when Elisha was merape Naaman from his tzaras, another Dafyomi coincidence, we mentioned that in the Slichos all the time, that Elisha was merape Naaman from the tzaras. Naaman was the Sar Tzva of Aram. He was a general in Aram, and he told him to go to the Yarden to be Tovel 7 times. All of this is in the 5th parak of Melachim Beis. So Naaman went to the house of Elisha, and he said that now he realizes that the Jewish God is the one and only true God, and he wants to only serve Hashem. He wants to become a Ger Toshev. But he asks Elisha to daven for him that it should not be considered the Ishtachava that he does in Beis Rimon, that he does back home, should not be considered an Aveir, because he has no choice. Meaning, when he accompanies the Melech Aram, the Melech Aram would often bow when he was leaning on Naaman's hand. So Naaman would also have to bow down together with the Melech, because the Melech was leaning on him. The Melech was using him for support. So Elisha said, don't worry about that. Lech l'shalom. Meaning, it's okay. You're allowed to be mishtachave in such a way. But if you're mitzuva al chil Hashem, so how is he allowed to be mishtachave in such a way? It's, granted, it's not an act of avodah zarah, but an act of chil Hashem it would seem to be. So that's why the Gemara says, it's not an act of chil Hashem either, because it was only done b'tzino, it wasn't done b'farasi, it was not done in front of 10 Jews, or the way the Ran understands, in front of 10 goyim who are kofar b'avodah zarah. It was done in a base avodah zarah, so there's no such shayla. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav points out that Maisa, actually, before we get to that, L'chora, there's a more fundamental issue over here. Rashi points out in Dibur Maschil V'Misa that Mehechi tasted that Elisha, maybe it's true that Naaman's not allowed to do it, but who says that Elisha has any chiyuv to correct it? Meaning, is there a mitzvah of Chayach Tochiach on a guy? He's not Jewish, so who says that Elisha has to correct him? So Rashi says, granted, there's no mitzvah of tochcha on a non-Jew. There's no hocheach tochiach, hocheach tochiach es ha-misecha, the pasuk says, that it's dafka on a Jew, but nevertheless, Elisha went beyond that. It's not just that he wasn't mochiach him, he said lech l'shalom. He encouraged him. And you're certainly not allowed to encourage a guy to do something that is asur for him to do. The Adramah writes, even though we have no mitzvah of hocheach on a guy, when you see that, when by indicating to him that his ishtachava is mutter, that would be a violation of the yisr of lifnei iver. Meaning, what is the yisr to encourage? The yisr to encourage is lifnei iver. You're telling him that he should that doing this is not a problem, and therefore he's likely going to do this. The Rosh Hashanah understands that's what Rashi means as well. That would be a violation of lifnei iver. So what emerges from here comes up a couple of places in Shas, that in addition to enabling someone to do an avera, encouraging someone to do an avera, to say, you know, someone's getting married to intermarrying or something like that, and you say, oh, mazel tov, oh, that's an encouragement of an avera. Encouragement of an avera is also a violation of lifnei iver, even though you have nothing to do with helping them do the avera. One is not allowed to encourage an avera either. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. There was a story where a guy had fallen lovesick over a certain woman, Vehela Libotina. He became very obsessed. Rashi says, Nimuk Merova Ava Netamtem Libo Vehela Choli. He actually became physically ill, Merova Ahavaso, because he lusted for this woman so much that it got him sick that he couldn't have her. Uba'u Vishalu Lerofim. So they went and they asked the doctors, this man is physically ill. So what do we do for him? V'amru, they said, Ein lo takana ad sheti ba'el. The only way to fix him is if he has bia with this woman. Amru chachamim yamus va'al tiva'elo. That better for him to die, she doesn't have to have bia with him. He's not allowed to have bia with her. Tamil the fun of Aruma. Then the doctor said, you know what? Maybe bia is not necessary. Maybe just have her tamil the fun of Aruma. Have her stand in front of him unclothed. No, the Chum said, Yamos, Val Tamil the fun of Aruma. He should sooner die than have her stand in front of him unclothed. Then the doctor said, well, to Sapri Mamei Acharei Ageder. Maybe he doesn't even have to see her at all. Maybe she could just speak with him. So, Yamus Velo to Sapri Mamei Acharei Ageder. No, better for him to die rather than to have that conversation, Mamei Acharei Ageder. One would get the impression that the conversation wasn't Stam about the weather, that it was a conversation that would be something that would be that would qualify as an Abizrayu of Gilei Arayos. So, Pligibar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi v'Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. This is Machlokas, what exactly the details are over here. Chadomer Eishas Ish Haisa, v'chadomer Pruya Haisa. One opinion was she was an Eishas Ish, the other is nah, she was Stam, a single girl. So it says Mark Bishlam, v'chadomer Eishas Ish Haisa Shapir. I understand if she's an Eishas Ish, so we're dealing with a situation that's potential Gilei Arayos, and anything that's not the act of Bia itself is Abizrayu of Gilei Arayos, because she's Erva to him, she's Arayos to him. But if she's a Pnuya, then Maikulehai, then what's the big deal? Meaning, so let them sleep together. She's a Pnuya. So Rav Papa Amr Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. Rav Papa says that the woman comes from a Chashva family, maybe, and it would be embarrassing for the family that their daughter has to be used in such a way to cure this this sick man of his illness. Ravach Breid Ravika Amr Kadesh Loyu Benos Yisrael Prutzos Ba'arayos. That we can't do this. We can't have Benos Yisrael. We can't set a precedent for anyone to decide, oh, it's that girl that I must have or I'm going to die. And then Benos Yisrael are going to be handed around to anyone who decides that they need to have this woman. As Rashi writes, Lamud Bifnei Anoshim Lases Be'meneim V'yimsum Lam Labia. It's like a meat market that everyone gets to decide which woman he's so terribly in love with that he's going to die without her. So says Gemara V'lintzva Mintzav, why not just get married, and then you don't have, meaning if she's a Pnuya, so it's not going to be become a Mishpacha, so they'll have a wedding, you get married, and then they'll support her and everything will be above board. Says Gemara, yeah, but then it won't cure him. Lo miyas v'dayte, that's not going to make him happy. He wants to have something more scandalous, something more exciting than just a plain old marriage. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, Zami Rabbi Yitzchak, Miyom Shechar V'es HaMikdash Nitla Tambiya V'nitna La Ovrei Avera, that the excitement of Bia somehow was given to Ovrei Avera. Shenemar Mayim Genuvim Yitakov Lechem Star Minayim, that it's Dafka Mayim Genuvim that Yitakov, it's Dafka that which is the forbidden fruit is that which tastes better. So that's what the man is interested in. That's the only thing that's actually going to cure him. Therefore, making a wedding is not going to do it. The Achronim raised the question, what exactly were the doctors thinking over here? How do they keep changing their minds every 2 minutes? You know, Bia, oh, okay, no, Tam Lefanav Aruma, they keep changing their minds. So the Chavis Yair writes that since the Chum didn't allow what they initially suggested, they said, you know, that's what we really recommend. It might work also. They thought that maybe a lesser interaction would work as well. They weren't as confident that the lesser interaction would work. The Aruch Lener says, no, sheker haya b'fiyam shel harofim. There are a bunch of shakranim when they said that, ein lo takana shetivalu. So they saw that that wasn't going to work. So you see that they were lying. So they said lesser things. They saw that wasn't going to work. They said even lesser things. Everything they said was hevel avalim, he says. That there is no such illness that needs such a cure. The Iyun Yaakov suggests that the Rofim first said the first part, only said the first part, that if you're not without the Bia, he's going to die. Chazal are the ones that added the other parts. That even had the Rofim said that all she has to do is Tamil Levan of Aruma, even had they said all she has to do is Misapri Mamei Acharei Ageder, still that would be an Abizrayu, and we wouldn't have even allowed that. The actual Maisa Shahaya was where they only said the first part. And Mesudas David says that what the doctors were saying is that for Chayyola, he needs to have Bia. For Chayisha, to live a little longer, it will be a partial cure. We'll be able to live a little longer. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Exactly what was going on with these doctors. Now Rishonim write over here that the din of Vodzar Gilarai Shlichus Dam Yaharig Val Yavar is not only when you do the Aveira itself. You see from this Gemara, this is the notion of Abizrayu of Gilei Arayos, like Negiya Ba'erva or Ripoy Ba'atze Avodazara, getting a refuah through the Atze Avodazara, even though you're not actually doing the Avodazara, that even then one has to be Moser Nefesh, and this sugya is the the raya from the fact that they wouldn't even allow the avak gili arayus, the abizrayu of gili arayus, and the other rayas from the sugim psachim daf chavei that were not misrape ba'atze ashera even b'makom sakana. However, the balei atosos psachim daf chavei and avodah zarah daf chav zayin, the rush of mesachas avodah zarah say that the din of ein misrapin ba'atze ashera is only when the rofe, who is a min, who wants to get the chola to do avodah zarah, says that no other etzim will help him. That it's dafka atzei asherah that have a certain skulas haripui, that's through shadim, through some spiritual forces. But if the rofe says, bring wood, and it doesn't matter what kind of wood, you need to burn wood, smell the smell of burning wood, whatever it is that however you're going to use the etzim, and the only available wood happens to be atzei asherah, that's mutter to do. That would not be included in the yisr. So Minchas Chinuch points out from there is no din of yarig val yavra and abizrayu of avodah zarah unless the use of the abizrayu is something that is likely to lead one to believe in the avodah zarah. And that's how Minchas Chinuch explains the shitas harambam as well, that the Rambam doesn't mention the isser to be misrape ba'atzei asherah. So that's the shita of the balei atosos. Those who hold up Israel is Yarig Val Yavar. There's a lot to say over here, but we have to get moving over here. Ve'elveid and Nisrafin, says the Mishnah. The following people are Chayiv Sreifa. So new parak. The last two prakim we were dealing with Chayiv Skila. So now we move on to the Chayiv Sreifa. In this parak, we're also going to discuss not just Sreifa. We're going to discuss Saif as well, and the Dinim of Rotzeach, who's Chayiv Saif, and once we're discussing that, we're going to discuss what happens if a Rotzeach gets mixed in with other people, what happens if people who are Chayiv, different kinds of Misos, get mixed in with each other. All of that's going to come up in our Perek. But in our Mishnah, none of that. Just Ve'eluein and Nisrafin. Haba Alisha Ubita Ubas Kohen Shezinsa. Someone who's Boel Isha Ubita and a Bas Kohen who has Nus. So we're going to focus the rest of the Mishnah on that first Isser, Isha Ubita. Yesh Bechal Isha Ubita, included in the Isser of Isha Ubita, is not only Bito, Ubas Bito, granddaughter as well, Ubas Bino, and a son's daughter as well, that's from his Anusa. And meaning, even if it's not from his wife that he has these children, even if it's from an anusa, ubas ishto, and the daughter of his wife, even if it's not his daughter, ubas bita, ubas bina, and her granddaughter from her son or from her daughter, chamoso. Not only that, his mother-in-law ve'im chamoso, and his mother-in-law's mother ve'im chamiv, and his father-in-law's mother as well. All of these are chiyuvei sreifa. So it says Gemara, haba alisha shenasa bita lo katani. You know, there's a better way to have phrased what the isser is of isha ubita, meaning you're married, and then you boel the isha whose daughter you married. That would be the isser of isha ubita, but it doesn't say that. It doesn't say one is boel the isha whose daughter you married. That would imply that because you already married her daughter, that's why you're chayiv on her as well. No, el haba al isha ubita. It says haba al isha ubita mechlal de travayu li sura. It sounds like, see, if you get married, so you're married to your wife is totally mutter, and the isser is the mother-in-law. So that's the isser because you married this woman's daughter. Fine, that would be one thing, but that means only the mother-in-law is asur, the wife is 100% mutter. But it doesn't say that. Haba Alisha Ubita makes it sound like both of them, both the woman and her daughter, are isser. They're both asur to you. So how do you have such a case where both the mother and the daughter are asur? Umanin, who are these two women that both have the isser? Chamoso ve'em chamoso. We're not talking about your wife and her mother. We're talking about your mother-in-law and her mother, that each of them are asur, that if one is Boel is his mother-in-law alone, or his mother-in-law's mother alone, you're chayiv. V'katani, and it says yesh bechlal isha ubita, and about these two women, it says that that's what the Torah was talking about when it said isha ubita. Mechal de travayu ksivi behedya v'hanach midrasha asya. Sounds like dafka your mother-in-law and mother-in-law's mother are both already included in what it says explicitly in the Torah, and the chiv shreifa by all the other women we mentioned in the Mishnah are only derived from a drasha. So says the Gemara, is that true? That mother-in-law and her mother are explicit in the Torah, and everything else is only from a drasha. Well, honey, chalabaye, damar mashmas darshnika benayu. So in order to understand this, we really need to see tomorrow's daf. The Gemara is going to say there's a machlokas tanoim in tomorrow's daf, and daf ayin vav and beis, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, when the pasuk talks about the chiv sreifa for someone who's boel chamoso, someone who sleeps with his mother-in-law. The pasuk says, v'isha sheikach as isha ve'esima, and then it says, be'esh yisrafu oso ve'esen. So what does it mean, the word eshen? Be'esh yisrafu, who's going to be burnt? Him and eshen. So is that achas mehen? Does eshen mean one other person or shtehen? So Abaye says that machlokas is only a machlokas about mashmas darshin. The machlokas is only about how to teach the word eshen. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the word eshen means es hein, which means one in Greek. Hein is one in Yevani, in Lashon Yevani. So the pasuk is telling us that if a person is Boel, a woman and her mother, there's a chiv sreifa for him and for one of the women that he was with. Not for both of them, because you're allowed to get married, you're allowed to be with a woman, but it's only once you're with that woman to create an isser on her mother. So only one of the women that are mentioned in the earlier part of the pasuk, namely his mother-in-law, is there a chiv sreifa. But eim chamoso, that never says in the pasuk, that's only derived from a drasha. Whereas Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, no, eshen is, bepashtus means two people. So since for your wife, there's certainly no chiv sreifa, she did nothing wrong, you have to say, who are the two women that are chiv sreifa that the pasuk is referring to explicitly? Chamoso and Aim Chamoso. Ah, so very good. According to Abaye, Masnisin Mani, Rabbi Akivahi. Our Mishnah, which assumes that both Chamoso and Aim Chamoso are in the Pasuk, yeah, Rabbi Akiva says the word Eshen refers explicitly to Chamoso and Aim Chamoso. They're both in the Pasuk. El Rava de Amar Chamoso Lachar Misa Yikabinayu. But according to Rava, that the Chiv of Baal Chamoso Lachar Misa, that the whole Machlokas is about whether you're Chayiv when you're Baal Chamoso Lachar Misa Sishto, after one's wife dies, is he then still chayiv for being Bola's mother-in-law? That Rabbi Shmuel holds that eshen means achas mehen, and therefore, even if one is Boel, his mother-in-law, when only she is alive, when his wife is already dead, when only achas mehen is in this world, so there's a chiv sreifa on that bien. Rabbi Kiva says, no, eshen means shteyen. What does he mean by that? So Rav understands he means that the chiv of a mother-in-law is only while shteyen are ba'olam, while both your wife and your mother-in-law are existing in this world. So it turns out both of them hold that the pasuk never refers to im chamoso. The pasuk is only talking about the isra of chamoso, and it's just talking about when that isra applies. Does the isra only apply when the wife is still alive, or even after the wife is dead? So then masnis and mani, then who is the mishnah going to be going like when our mishnah assumes that both chamoso and im chamoso are already included in the pasuk? Yeah, according to Rav, you have to say that the mishnah should say alisha shenasabita. I mean, you make it more clear that the isra is only on chamoso. The chiv sreifa is clearly on chamoso. That's obviously in the pasuk, and the mishnah is just repeating what it says in the Torah. Okay, yesh b'chalisha bita chamoso ve'im chamoso ve'im chamiv. So it says Marla Abaye, according to Abaye, who explained the ratio of the mishnah, that the chiv sreifa is about being boel chamoso and her mother, the mother-in-law and her mother, and both of them are mufurish in the Torah. So when we mention them both again in the sefa, I did kabbalah the mishnah eim chamiv tananami chamoso veim chamoso. The reason we repeat chamoso veim chamoso in the sefa is because we are adding another detail. We're adding eim chamiv as well. The Rava, according to Rava, that we never mentioned eim chamoso in the resha. We only mentioned chamoso in the resha, not eim chamoso. So why do we repeat chamoso in the sefa? So I did kabbalah the mishnah eim chamiv veim chamoso taninami chamoso. Once we're going to say both eim chamiv and eim chamoso, which according to Rava is also first being introduced in the Seifa, so we mentioned Chamoso as well, even though that part was already explicit in the Resha. Now the rest of the daf deals with Mina Hanimili. How do I know that there is a Chiv Sreifa on all of these relationships that were identified in the Mishnah? The Tana Rabbanan, we have a Brisa, tells us as follows. The Pasuk says, Vishasha Yikach as Isha ve'es ima, that someone who sleeps with a woman and her mother is Chayiv Sreifa. So the Pasuk says explicitly Chayiv Sreifa. So it says, Gemara, Ein li ela Isha ve'ima. I would only see from from the pasuk, a woman and her mother. Bas isha, ubas pita, ubas bina. How do I know that your wife's daughter and granddaughter? Minayin. So nemar kan by the chiyuv shreifa by one's wife and mother-in-law. The pasuk says zima. It says zima hi. Minemar lahalan. And the pasuk says by the parsha of bas ishto and bas bina and bas bita, where the pasuk also uses the term zima. So malan bita bas bita bas bina. Just like in the parsha about your wife's daughters and granddaughters, it's explicit that it's talking about bas bita bas bina. So afkan ben chiv streif over here as well. It's bito bas bita u bas bina, that they're all included in this chiv streifa. Now says the Brisa rather cryptically, minayin lasos charm kinekevos. How do I know that you make males like females? Nemar kan zima v'nemar lalan zima. Malalan zacharm kinekevos afkan zacharm kinekevos, because we learned it out from the parsha of Eras Isha Bita and Baspina and Baspita and all that. So we make Sekharm Kinekevos over there. So here too we make Sekharm Kinekevos. What in the world does that mean? The Gemara is going to have to explain. What do you mean Sekharm Kinekevos? Another cryptic line in the Braisa. Minayin Lasos Lemata Kilamala. How do I know that you make that which is below like that which is above? So again, Nemrakan Zima V'Nemar Lahalan Zima. Mala Halan Lemata Kilamala. Afkan Lemata Kilamala. Umakan Lemala Kilamata. Aflalan Lemala Kilamata. Not only do we learn Lemata Kilamala from there to here, we learn from here to there that lamala is kilamata. What does any of that mean? The Gemara is going to have to explain what all of that means as well. What's lamala? What's lamata? What's up? What's down? And what are we learning from one to the other? So Amar Mar, let's take the first one first. Minayin lasos zacharim kinekevos. How do I know that zacharim are the same as nekevos? So my zacharim kinekevos. Who are these zacharim and nekevos that we are equating with each other in halacha? So ilema, if you want to say it means basbina kibasbita, that you make your wife's son's daughter the same as the chiyuv for being boel, your wife's daughter's daughter. So that you don't need a drasha to tell me they're the same. Badei adadi ka'asyan, they're learned from the same gzeira shava in the beginning of the brisa. So there's no additional step. Meaning, how do I know that your wife's daughter's daughter is usher? From the very same pasuk that teaches me that your wife's son's daughter is usher, that says explicitly, and we make the gzeira shava of zima zima. So it's not an additional step to equate the son's daughter with the daughter's daughter. Ella, so what does it mean that we make zacharim kinekevos? It means im chamiv ke'im chamoso, that the father-in-law's mother has the same din as the mother-in-law's mother. Well, says the Gemara, you can't say that, because hashta im chamoso lo kamalan im chamiv mahadila. At this point in the Brisa, we have not yet established that there's any chiyuv for im chamoso. So now we're already saying, oh, and im chamiv is the same as im chamoso? So far, im chamoso is not yet usur. We haven't gotten to that point in the Brisa to show where we know that from. Some rabbi hachi kamer. No, what does it mean we make zacharim kinekevos? It means like this. Minayin lasos sher haba mimenu kisher haba mimena. How do I know but that by chiyuve sreifa, someone who's boel, his own relatives that come from him, his daughter from his anusa, his granddaughter from his anusa, is the same halacha as the relatives that come through his wife? Bas ishto, bas pita, bas bina, that there's a chiv sreifa. So nemar kan, it says by the krovos that come from him, zima. V'nemar lalan, and it says by the yisra of the krovos that come from her, zima. And from that gzera shava, we learn that just like the krovos that come from her, it's beferish in the Torah, that it's a chiv sreifa. So too, the krovos that come from his side of the family, it's beferish in the Torah, that it's a chiv sreifa. V'ha b'sher didei lo k'siva bei zima. So the Gemara says that's nice that you want to learn zima zima, but it never says by his relatives the word zima, so that sort of blows up the whole limud. Says Mara Amarava Amli Ravisa Baravdimi Asya Hena Hena. There's another gzereshava. It says the word Hena when it talks about his relatives. It says Ervas Bas Bincha Bas Bincha Lo Segala Ervasan Ki Ervascha Hena. And the pasuk that talks about his wife's relative also uses the word Hena and the word zima. So once we have the gzereshava, and we make his relatives like her relatives, so then asya zima zima. Then we can make a gzereshava from the word zima, that it's as if it's said in the pasuk about his relatives the word zima as well, and that's how we know a chiv srefa for all of his relatives as well. Amar Mar, so that explains the first part. Well, now we explain zacharim kinekevos, but Amar Mar, we have an additional part. Minayin lasos lamata kilamala. Well, how do I know you make that which is below like that which is above? above. So what's that all about? Maila mata kilamala. See lema baspina ubaspita kibita, that her granddaughters had the same din as her daughters, meaning the generation above them, the lower generation, has the same din as the upper generation. Bade adadikasya. They're both derived from the same exact pasuk, the same exact zereshava. You don't need an extra limud, an extra step in the limud. Ela im chamiv ve'im chamoso kichamoso. No, we mean that we make the mother-in-law's mother have the same din as the mother-in-law herself, which is beferish in the Torah. So the Gemara says, "Hai lemata kilamala, lemala kilamata avay." Well, then the phrasing is backwards. You're not making the lower generation like the upper generation. You're making the upper generation like the lower generation. So says Gemara, "Okay, so change it. Tani lemala kilamata." You have to adjust the wording of the brisa to reflect that what we're really doing is making the upper generation conform to the same halachos as the lower generation. Says the Gemara, "Ihachi, if the chiyuv is coming to teach me about the limur is coming to teach me about." Aim chamoso, nemer kan zima, v'nemer la'alan zima, and the Brisa says that it says zima by both, u'ma hashta in hi lok siva, the ashara and the chiyuv of the mother-in-law's mother doesn't say at all in the Torah. So zima dituk siva, so we're saying, oh, you learn from the word zima that appears by the mother-in-law's mother, it doesn't say anywhere that there is an isra of a mother-in-law's mother. So it's certainly not going to say the word zima by the mother-in-law's mother, so what kind of limud is this? So Amar Rabbi says, you have to say that it's coming teach a chiyuv strefa by eim chama ve'im chamoso, and what do we mean, lemala kilamata? Hachikamar, minayin laso shlosha doros lemala, kishlosha doros lemata. What's the makar of the idea to treat your mother-in-law's mother and your father-in-law's mother, which is three generations from your wife, counting your wife's generation? How do I know to go that many generations up? So that the din strefa is the same as when you go three generations down, baspina baspita. So nemer lemata, because it says by your wife as baspina as baspita, it says zima v'nemer lemala, and when it talks about the mother-in-law, it says zima. So malamata shlosha doros, just like when you talk about the wife's offspring, the pasuk is explicit that we go three generations down. Aflamala shlosha doros. Even though the pasuk that talks about the mother-in-law only mentions the mother-in-law and doesn't go three generations up, but that's the zima zima. That's what we learn from the gzera shava, that we go three generations up as well. Umaba onesh asa lamata kilamala, and just like the chiyuv srefa, we learn the lower generation zima zima from the mother-in-law, because it's only explicit in the Torah that yichayv srefa by the mother-in-law. It's not explicit in the Torah that yichayv srefa for your wife's offspring. Safbas haranami asa lamala kilamata. So the asara also, we treat the upper generations like the lower generations. So we learn the three doros, the isra of three doros from that gzereshav of zima zima. Rav Ashi Amar liolam kedektani. Rav Ashi says you don't have to change around the limudim at all. We could be gores minayin lasos lemata kilamala. That how do I know that the mother-in-law's, your father-in-law's mother and your mother-in-law's mother has the same din as your mother-in-law? Aye, but we said then the wording is backwards. We're really saying that lemaila is kilamata, not lemata is kilamala. No, my lemata. What do we mean when we say lemata? It means lemata bi isir, that the isir of someone who is ba al eim chamoso would seem to be less chamor than being ba al chamoso itself. So that's what we're saying. How do I know that which would seem to be a more distant relative is, that's what we mean lemata, not a lower generation, but a more distant relative, a further up generation, which should be a lesser isir. How do I know that that's included? So that's what we're saying. We learn from zima zima, that just like by the wife's offspring, the more distant relative, her granddaughter, is the same as her daughter, so too her grandmother is the same as her mother. Ima hi aim ima asura, afhu aim ima asura. So the Gemara asks, well, if we're going to compare the krovos that come from him to the krovos that come from her, so now we're saying that her grandmother is asura and there's a chiv srefa. So now his grandmother should also be a chiv srefa. Problem is, or it should at least be asura midaraisa. Problem is, his own grandmother is only an isra drabanan. Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, imchahi mishumim atamachayv v'atamachayv mishum emimo. Gzeres hakasuv that a man is chayiv for his mother, but not for his grandmother. Rava amar bein leman yamadomi nomina bein leman yamadomi novuki basra lo asya. Rava says, you know, whichever your style of limud is from gzeres shava, you're not going to be able to learn his grandmother from gzeres shava. So just by way of introduction, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. Domino mina means that when you learn gzeres shava, you not only learn the actual din from the source that you're learning it from, but you learn every detail of that din from the source that you're learning it from. So for example, if you want to learn that there's a chiv on his grandmother from her grandmother, you're not only going to learn that there's a chiv, you're going to learn that it's a chiv shreifa, because by her grandmother it's chiv shreifa. But if you'll dominavu ki basra, you're going to say, no, I learned that there's a chiv from her grandmother, but the chiv is then going to be applied to the parsha of his family. His own mother is a chiv skila. Memela, his own grandmother, is also going to be a chiv skila. So we're going to point out that in either direction, we're going to have a difficulty. So it's appropriate. On Yom Kippur, we read about the Arayos. So, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow, we'll continue this discussion of the Arayos.